Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ken Yancey's here. Ken is our good friend, longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of the SCORE Association. He's one of the guys we turn to when we want to find out what's going on out there in the world of small business, because his volunteers, thousands and thousands of them all across the country, are taking the pulse of small businesses and helping them put their best foot forward for free as volunteers. And it's an amazing organization I've been happy and proud to tell you about for a long time. Ken Yancey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. Thanks for your support over the years and all the good people that you've helped. It's been a pleasure being affiliated with you and having the opportunity to chat with you now and then.
Well, we're glad to have you back on the show. So I want you to take a minute and remind people who might not know who SCORE is, what SCORE is. Tell us a little bit about the organization.
Sure. SCORE is a group of businessmen and women that really exists to help small business owners and people that want to start a business. We do that in a couple of real simple ways. We provide one-to-one mentoring for anybody that's interested in it on just about any topic that relates to starting, growing, managing, buying, selling a business. We also provide a variety of different workshops, seminars, webinar opportunities, both live through one of 305 chapters and online at score.org. We're serving in the neighborhood of 500,000 people a year. Last year, Jim, our volunteers helped to create about 53,000 new businesses and 61,000 new jobs. So this works well, and it works because of the support and the willingness of these fantastic volunteers to put their time and talent to work in their community.
How many you got now? Remind me, how many you got?
Jim, we're right at 11,000 right now.
I knew it was over 10,000. I didn't know how many it was exactly.
Yeah, and right at 11,000.
All over the country, and these are regular folks. These are your neighbors, my friends.
These are people who
live within an hour of you, probably, if not next door. And these are people who are accomplished. They've made something happen. They've had some success, whether it be as entrepreneurs, as executives, men and women, young and not so young, like me, Ken, and they're all out there volunteering their time to give back to the community. It's one of the ways that they give back, isn't it?
It's absolutely about 3 million hours of service last year, Jim. And as you pointed out, they are right there in the community, and the skills base ranges from soup to nuts. It includes people with technology backgrounds, with business entrepreneurship backgrounds, executives that have really terrific skills on the administrative side of business and can help you run your business and work on your business rather than in your business, help you with strategy. It can help you as you get ready to expand. Maybe international is in your future, and we have volunteers that have experience all over the world. We like to think of it, Jim, when a client comes to SCORE in their community, let's just say they're in Dallas, what stands behind that relationship is all 11,000 volunteers. That client, through the Dallas chapter, can mine the knowledge and the abilities of every single volunteer in the organization, and that's available to them. So if the skill or the discipline that they need isn't resident in Dallas-Fort Worth, then it can go beyond Texas. It can go to Maine or to California or Oregon or Kansas, wherever the need or the skill might reside, we can bring that to bear. And, you know, a mentor is a really valuable part of your business team, just like your banker or your attorney or your accountant or your employees. It's really important to have a mentor, and certainly you can have more than one.
And a SCORE mentor, you know, a lot of times I remember in the early days, we often thought of a SCORE mentor as someone who came in, worked on a project, and left. But these guys can stay with you, right? I mean, they're just as likely to be a regular part of your operation if you need them to be, right?
You know, Jim, one of the taglines that we enjoy most is for the life of your business.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we can do that.
Let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back after the break, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that happens in a small business, I've been there many times, is you sometimes feel like you're all alone. Nobody, you know, you're just alone. Well, you don't have to be. And there are people out there who want to help you. So hang on. We're going to talk about this some more, how we can get you some of that help.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.